AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard has been in talks in Washington with U.S. officials on tariffs.
I think we are advancing. The meeting, we have some advances, and we are going to return later to continue discussing the several points that we proposed.
President Trump is threatening an import tariff on Mexico, 5%, starting Monday, as he tries to strong-arm Mexico into stemming the flood of migrants at the southern border. The inspector general at the Department of Homeland Security says rotting food, moldy and dilapidated bathrooms, and agency practices in immigration detention facilities may violate detainees' rights. Unannounced visits were made to four facilities in California, Louisiana, Colorado, and New Jersey. President Trump has signed a $19 billion disaster aid bill. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The $19.1 billion bill is aimed at helping areas bounce back from hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and fires. The president tweeted a picture of himself holding the signed bill in what appears to be his Air Force One office. The legislation sat for months on Capitol Hill amid disputes over the president's border funding demand and more aid for Puerto Rico, which he opposed. Nevertheless, the president tweeted Puerto Rico should love President Trump, claiming without me, they would have been shut out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Scott Peterson is out of jail in Florida. He's the former deputy accused of failing to act during the school massacre in Parkland, Florida. Judge Elizabeth Shearer lowered bail.
My job is to determine a reasonable bond under all the circumstances, a reasonable bond and one that can protect the community and ensure the defendant's presence in court.
Wall Street stocks finished higher again today. The Dow gained 181 points. This is AP Radio News. On Omaha Beach in France, 75 years after the D-Day invasion.
On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
That is French President Emmanuel Macron. British Prime Minister Theresa May praised those who served.
They didn't boast. They didn't fuss. They served. They did their duty.
President Trump says D-Day created an unbreakable bond.
Our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace.
While survivors of D-Day are dwindling as time goes by, 98-year-old Ray Lambert was on Omaha Beach today.
Being a soldier is one of the best and greatest things that we can possibly do.
And Ray Lambert says the men that stormed the beach were all his brothers. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.